It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Welcome into the No Wake Zone on this Saturday morning. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to kick it off with Captain Matt Walls from the Water Patrol, talk about wakes and what they're doing these days out there. Mike Telleria is with us to talk about lightning and how it can affect you and your boat. Pam Zimmerman, Paradise Pam, is going to be with us on the show this morning. Talk about boat covers and upholstery work going into the fall and winter. Plus, Rebecca Green from the Water Safety Council is going to be here to talk about what the Water Safety Council does. And then wrapping up the program today, we're going to carry on our shootout conversations. This week, Lance Hedrick, the head of the mini shootout, will tell us all the details. So we got a lot to get with you on this morning. You know, speaking of this morning, Beavers at the Dam is the official restaurant and bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And this summer, they started serving breakfast on weekends. So Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11, you can enjoy a great breakfast. They've got platters, they've got omelets, they've got, just a la carte if you want. They've got great omelets, cheese, ham, sausage, Spanish, or veggie, and, of course, a great selection of platters as well. Bloody Mary Bar open, too. Down at Beavers at the Dam, great entertainment as well in the evenings. DJ Kyle, our good friend, going to be there tonight starting at 8. Tomorrow night on Sunday night, DJ Jimmy. And they've got that special new barbecue they're doing on Thursday nights on the lower deck, $15 a person. Steaks and ribs and all the fixings go along with it. Beavers at the Dam. They're right there at the Bagnell Dam. You can't miss them. The official restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
On my boat again. I just can't wait to get on my boat again. The life I love is going boating with my friends. And I can't wait to get on my boat again.
And if you don't have a boat, well, the Boat Rental Gurus can take care of you. The newest and largest fleet at the lake, iguanawatersports.com is the website. You can give John Knight a call. He's the reservations manager at 888-365-2399. Tell him Bob's No Wake Zone sent you. iguanawatersports.com, you'll find party boats, paddle boats, speed boats, PWCs, tritunes, all kinds of good stuff to go along with them. All the accessories are there as well. Iguana Water Sports has three locations. Their Bagnell Dam location, the location on the North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker, and then the newest location right down there at the Topsider at the Grand Glaze Bridge. iguanawatersports.com or 888-365-2399. Captain Matt Walls is director of the Lake of the Ozarks Water Patrol for Troop F, and he appeared along with others at a recent Eggs and Issues breakfast presented by the three chambers from around the lake. Comments now from Captain Matt Walls about wakes.
I was going to talk a little bit about the wake issue. It's one of our top initiatives as far as boating safety, so we're really working on that. It's a very divisive issue. For those of you that are boaters or lakefront property owners in here, I'm sure we could ask 10 of you what you think should be done about it, and we'd probably get 10 different answers, which makes it very tough to probably get legislation. I know our local representatives have been very involved with this issue, and right now we're trying to approach that from a couple different angles. Really, as far as the boat wake issue, we're approaching that from two sides. And first of all, from an education standpoint, we're trying to make sure people know, you know, exactly what we want them to do out there. Continuously plowing continues to be a real problem on this lake. It's a problem that has gone on for decades, and I think the Water Patrol certainly has to take part of the blame for that. We probably should have done more a long time ago to encourage different types of behaviors. So education's a big part of that. We actually have a wake courtesy flyer that's on our website that any of you can access and print off if you would like to do so. It talks about, you know, how what we suggest people do as far as their boat operation to try to improve this problem. The second way we're approaching it is through expanded enforcement. We've taken a statute that's been on the books for about 30 years, and the way the statute reads, it really does apply to boat wakes as well, and we haven't ever interpreted it that way in the past. The statute basically says that if a boat operator travels at a speed where they endanger other people or the property of others, they would be in violation of the law. And we've always interpreted that to mean that if they're traveling too fast for the conditions, that would fit that bill. But actually, we've started to apply that where if somebody's plowing, that's the speed that they're traveling. And at plowing speed, certain boats can create a wake that can endanger others and can endanger others' property. So we've started to apply that statute to this boat wake issue. It's not as simple as just seeing somebody plowing and stopping them. You know, there's different aspects of that. You've got to be able to identify the operator of the boat, or you don't know who to talk to if you don't identify the operator. And then you also have to identify that, you know, they are traveling at a speed where they're actually endangering someone. So the officer needs to either see the wake and what that wake's doing to docks, or they have to have a firsthand account from a witness on, you know, that wake did either potentially cause damage to the dock or cause damage to the dock. And, you know, for us to actually take enforcement, typically we need a written statement from someone, or if they have a video or photos or something like that. So we are approaching it first, though, from really a positive education standpoint, trying to encourage people to change this behavior. Right now, with this expanded enforcement, we're really writing warnings primarily. Our goal is not to use this to go out and stop a bunch of boats and check them to see if they're drunk. That's not the goal of this. I've heard that, you know, from some people. But the goal of this is to make Lake of the Ozarks safer. And I'm confident that we can change the behavior on this lake, but it will take 2 or 3 years. You can't fix a problem that's gone on for decades in one summer. So it's going to take time. It's even going to take time with our officers, and you know, they've never used this statute in this manner. So educating our officers on what to look for and when to stop boats, and they need to feel comfortable when they stop a boat that they are actually violating the law. Contrary to popular belief, officers are very sensitive about violating somebody's rights. So when we stop a boat, we have to have probable cause that they actually broke the law. So we want to make sure our officers feel comfortable with the enforcement of this. And it is a very subjective law. You know, what might endanger a dock to one officer as far as a boat wake, it may be interpreted different by another officer. So it's a process that we'll go through, but I'm confident if we can get the community on board, get marine dealers and different organizations on board, like the Water Safety Council and, you know, Ameren's on board with us on this, and get them to promote this change as well, we can start to get people's attention and hopefully have a big effect. The expanded wake enforcement is one of the big things that we're doing right now. Also, we do have the Star 55 contact now. If wherever someone's at in the state, they can call Star 55, and it should patch them through to the nearest troop wherever they are. Also, our safety education programs we continue to do. We try to hit the kids that are around 14 years of age, and we provide safety education programs to them, which we are a mandatory education state now. Anyone born after January 1st of 1984 is required to have a boating safety course to operate a boat on our lakes. So that's something we continue to do, as well as provide online courses for boaters as well.
If you're on a dock or shore and someone in the water says they're being shocked, what do you do? Safe Electricity urges don't jump in. Throw them afloat. Urge them to swim away from anything that could be energized, and try to turn off the source of the power quickly. Do not get in yourself. Jumping into energized water could make you a victim too. Learn more about electric shock drowning at safeelectricity.org.
If you feel a shock, swim away from the dock.
Beavers at the Dam is the official waterfront restaurant and bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. This is Michelle. Hope you'll come see us. We have great docks and plenty of boat slips.
Coming up, we're going to talk about surviving lightning strikes while boating, a great article in Boating Magazine written recently by Mike Telleria. And Mike will be joining us on our Boat US guest line in just a moment. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues here on this Saturday morning, we thank you for being with us. Later in the program, Pam Zimmerman from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas will be with us, and as well, Rebecca Green with the Water Safety Council. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on KRMSradio.com. The live streaming audio is right there for you. Free app as well, so check it out. We'll be right back.
I'm standing on the ancient battlements of Castel de Belver, on a high hilltop, overlooking the magnificent city of Palma de Mallorca, vibrant capital of the Balearics, an island group in the Mediterranean Sea, which washes the shores of Morocco, Spain, France, Italy, Croatia, Greece, and many other great seafaring nations. Arrayed before me, along Palma's waterfront and onward to the town of Arenal, are tens of thousands of boats. There are juggernauts stacked with containers, cruise ships packed with tourists, ferries, freighters, mega yachts, motorboats, super yachts, sailboats, dinghies, dories, kayaks, sculls, and skiffs. Plus, of course, the ubiquitous yacht, the traditional double-ended fishing boat of these islands. Boats are this city's business: building, maintaining, repairing, refitting, and of course, selling them. And Palma has become, has perhaps always been, a world-renowned centre of excellence for sailing and for naval craftsmanship. So there's really no better place in the world to launch Boat Radio, a station for boat owners and sailors, water sports enthusiasts, armchair adventurers, and ocean lovers everywhere. Each week, there'll be programmes from the Arctic Circle, the Bahamas, Florida, Missouri, Australia, the United Kingdom, Italy, Croatia, Mallorca, and a dozen other places, as well as from the cockpits and wheelhouses of boats.
Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures.
Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, boat builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and the relationship with the sea.
We'll hear compelling tales and inspiring stories from often ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
We did find an iceberg, but there is no such thing as smooth sailing when you're going north or when you're sailing as much as Ben and I do.
We'll be joined by many of the most prominent names from the fields of sailing, exploration, and endurance sports.
Mark getting a nice puff of breeze on Taylor Canfield, leading Ian Williams. He's in the black boat, jiving now.
We'll delve into the glamorous world of the super yacht.
Summer comes around, we're ready to go, and all the boats start arriving back from the Caribbean, and we all get together third week of June.
But we'll also learn how to live off-grid aboard a more modest vessel.
I'm one of those lucky guys that didn't have to try and convince his wife to go on their sea dreams. I was thrilled with the idea of living on the boat.
We'll attend classic regattas at some of the most picturesque sailing locations on Earth.
I'm standing in the Fort Adams State Park in Rhode Island, looking back across the water to the city of Newport, sparkling in the early morning sunshine.
And we'll hear from scientists in some of the most forbidding environments.
Welcome to Ocean Research Project. My name is Matt Rutherford, and I am here in Sisimiut, Greenland.
There'll be recommended routes, anchorages, and marinas. There'll be practical tips, medical advice, accurate weather forecasts, and, in addition, an indelible streak of marine conservation. And we'll hear from you, I hope, listening at home or at work, perhaps afloat somewhere. So, welcome to Boat Radio. We're glad you can join us in promoting and celebrating the wonderful world of boats.
...720 on Saturday morning. This is Captain Bob at Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Surviving lightning strikes while boating. We're going to talk to the author of an article from Boating Magazine, Mike Tellerio. He'll be with us shortly to talk all about that. You know, getting struck by lightning or getting soft grounded or running out of fuel or battery jump, any of those situations, the guys from Towboat US, Lake of the Ozarks, or around the country can take care of you. They are right on guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 for towing, battery jumps, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery if you need it. And it applies to, the insurance applies to any recreational boat you own, borrow, or charter. And no claim will be made against your insurance policy when you have the towboat policy from Boat US. It's the unlimited on-water, freshwater towing. $72 a year gets you the membership to Boat US and those big red boats that come to the rescue when you need them. Call Captain Dave Anderson, 573-216-4701. Or you can go online to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Click the Boat US or the Towboat US logos to get more information and to sign up right online. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. With some recent storms that we've had here in the Midwest, causing some damage to some marinas and some of our lake areas, and the lightning that's been happening around the area, an interesting article appeared in Boating Magazine, and it's about surviving lightning strikes while you're out boating. The author is Mike Telleria, and Mike, it is so great to have you on the program and actually have you back on the show.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's great to be back. I appreciate the call.
Let's reference this first by the fact that you are an engineer with Nordhaven Yachts, and I don't think probably many people in our middle part of the country know much about those kinds of vessels. So tell us a little bit about Nordhaven.
Sure. Nordhaven, they specialize in building deep-sea trawler boats that can literally go anywhere in the world, and many have gone everywhere you can go, and they'll go all the way around the world. They're built out in China and Taiwan, and our headquarters is in Dana Point, California. The company's about 40 years old.
Yeah, I've pulled up the website when I saw your article just to check them out once again. I've done some stories on Trawler Fest and things like that, but boy, they are they're amazing vessels. You know, we've dealt here at the lake and several other of our freshwater lakes in the middle part of the country have been dealing with electric shock drowning over the last several years, and we've called a lot of attention to it. Electric shock drowning is, because electrical currents are getting into the water, and that's, 120 volts or 220. But when you talk about lightning, you're talking about, thousands or millions of volts of power that comes out of the sky down onto you. It's very dangerous and obviously highly unpredictable. When you were doing the research for this article, what sort of jumped out at you probably the most? Was it how the lightning affects things or how people can avoid getting in the situation where they're out there to get struck by lightning in their boats?
The thing that would jump out the most at me is it doesn't happen everywhere and it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, most of it's happening in places like Florida and the Chesapeake Bay area. So if you live in certain areas of the country, you already know that, lightning might be something that you have to be prepared for. And it typically happens, between noon and 6 p.m. So, even if you're in a place like Florida or the Chesapeake Bay, it's typically not a morning issue or a late evening issue. It's a mid to early afternoon issue. So just armed with those two pieces of information, you can kind of already be thinking, whether you're in a lightning danger zone or not. If you live in Idaho or California or other places, you basically don't even have to think about it because it almost never happens.
Boat US, you quote them in your story, and it says that one out of every 1,000 boats in a given year is going to get struck by lightning. That's a pretty big margin, but that's a pretty good chance you're going to get hit if you're out there.
one out of 1,000 basically is their estimate based on insurance claims.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends greatly upon which kind of boat you have. You know, if you have a sailboat with a tall mast, you know, chances are 10 times as likely as if you have a cruiser. You know, so, you know, any kind of sailboat is going to be way, way, way more likely to get hit by lightning than cruisers or trawlers or runabouts, you know, boats that don't have something sticking way high up in the air.
When lightning does strike a boat, whether it's a, you know, sailboat with a big mast or a cruiser that's got a, you know, VHF antenna that it attacks, the damages can vary widely, I guess, can't they, from electronics down through, you know, actually blowing holes in the bottom of the boat.
You know, a boat can be struck by lightning and appear to be completely unscathed, only to develop all sorts of little glitches and errors with electronics and things that either just don't work or don't work quite right anymore. And then on the far extreme, you know, it can literally blow with explosive force equipment out of the panel or even through holes out the side of the boat, and the boat can sink as a result of that. So it's really all over the map what kind of damage can happen.
You know, preventative measures, I guess, are sort of the first thing people ought to take into consideration. You know, there's apps for your phone now for all kinds of things from the National Weather Service, specialty apps for radar and those kind of things, so that you can be, you know, ahead of the game, I guess you could say. But National Weather Service in your story says, when thunder roars, go indoors. So there are some things that people can notice with the weather that that might give them a heads up to maybe head back to the dock.
Absolutely. I mean, the thunder roars, go indoors one is the real simple, easy one, because thunder is the sound of lightning, and it means it's close enough that you can hear it. If it's that close, then you can forget about looking at your cell phone or your radar and just look for the quickest way you can get the boat docked and get cover inside somewhere.
Fortunately, we have a lot of covered docks in the Midwest, and so if you do get caught out and get surprised by a storm, or if you're just not paying attention and something happens, you can more than likely you can find some place fairly close to you where you could get undercover and out from open water. What happens if you do get hit? I know you've done some research in what people should do, or some procedures, things people ought to check if they do get checked, hit by a lightning strike.
I guess in that case it goes, straight to, the first things first, check if there's anyone who is injured or gravely injured, or if you need to administer CPR. If everyone physically seems okay, then the next thing you want to check for is a hole in the boat, water coming into the boat that's going to prevent something even more dangerous than another lightning strike. Then you can just kind of take an assessment, make sure you're, able to steer the boat or navigate the boat and things like that, and then just, hopefully you can ride it out until the storm blows away and get back to the dock and take a better look.
Preparation in advance is very important, as is marine insurance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as far as being prepared, it's mostly just being educated about it and being aware that it could be something you have to deal with and be ready to deal with. Small boats, if you have a small runabout or something, there are ways you can have a deployable lightning protection device, which is basically a pole in the air and a wire and a ground plate that kind of connects and you throw overboard. I've never honestly heard of anyone doing that, but I know it's something that could be done. Most boats are built with some kind of lightning protection, larger boats that will have, a air terminal or basically a lightning rod or an antenna will double duty as a lightning rod, and it will be wired to a metal plate under the boat, and it's basically, the idea there is hopefully if it gets struck, all the energy of the lightning will go straight through that wire and down through the bottom and not hurt anybody or anything.
Well, I guess the last part would be, you've got a story that wraps up your article from Boating Magazine back on June 23rd of this year that talks about a customer that had $1 million damage to his boat.
That's right, yeah, insurance. This was a customer who bought a 76-foot yacht, so a multi-million dollar yacht, and he sustained a direct hit. No one was hurt, no massive, sink the boat type of damage, but lots of electronics, lots of things that just didn't work at all or work right anymore. And they basically had to put their cruising on halt, set up camp in a nearby rental house, and spend about 3 months gutting all the electronics of their boat, many, many vendors, lots of back and forth with equipment people to get everything back and working correctly. And the bill at the end of the day was about $1 million to fix all that stuff.
Wow.
And it was all covered by insurance because he had good insurance. And And he used to be the kind of guy that hated writing a check for insurance, and now he's the opposite. He kind of sees it as an investment and certainly a protection of his investment.
Well, great article and a good conversation this time of year, really any time. Surviving lightning strikes while boating. Check out the article. It's in Boating Magazine, posted June 23rd of this year. Mike Telleria from Nordhaven Yachts, and we thank you so much for providing the information and doing the research for our listeners. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Bob. I appreciate being invited on the show.
Poker runs, harbor hops, shootouts, and homemade boat races, boating sales and services. You'll hear it all on Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Paradise Pam from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas is coming up next on the show, and she'll be immediately followed by some comments from Rebecca Green, co-president of the Water Safety Council, from our Eggs and Issues breakfast. Coming up for you next on Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show. Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, Lori, 104.9 FM, Osage Beach, and everywhere in the world on KRMSradio.com and on BoatRadio.net. Be right back.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday, here on Boat Radio.
Hi, I'm Dave Dempsey from Marine Intelligence. If you're the owner or captain of a superyacht, then you know how expensive internet can be. And yes, it's a ripoff. We've made it our mission to revolutionize the world of marine communications. We will find you the best price for your internet by comparing all major vendors. And we do that for free. That's right, no charge to the boat. It's a free service. We get you the best price for your yacht, whether it's just one boat or a fleet of boats. And all the savings will be passed on to you. We can save you over $1,000 per meg. So stop doing what you're doing and visit marineintelligence.net now, before you forget.
This is Diane Seltzer, author of The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, reminding you to watch your wake. Give them a break. Paradise Pam from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas is going to be joining us shortly. Talk about fall and winter business that you need to be aware of for getting your boat covered and maybe getting some interior work done. What's the most searchable brand of boat on the internet? If you said Sea Ray, you're exactly right. There's only one place to get them. That's Marine Max at Lake of the Ozark. 16-mile marker by water, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard in Lake Ozark. Or, of course, you can look on the website, marinemax.com, and you can find the marina there. You know, it's amazing the number of benefits that you get from being a slip renter at Marine Max or having your boat dry storage there. Of course, a convenient location. Dockside Express Watch, convenient parking to the docks. Fuel service dock is completely full service. Quiet family atmosphere. Free pump outs. How about that? On-site service department, slips up to 65 feet, personal dock boxes, Wi-Fi clean, restroom facilities. There's basic cable there included as well. 10% discount off fuel, year-round security staff. I could just keep going on and on and on. Check them out. Go to their website, marinemax.com. If you're looking for a place to keep your boat, you'll want to join the family at Marine Max. And you can find more information by calling them at 573-365-5382. Amy will answer the phone. She'll be more than happy to direct you to the right person around the marina facility that can take care of your needs. MarineMax.com. 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard in Lake Ozark at Lake of the Ozarks.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
All right, today we're talking with Paradise Pam. Not Paradise Pete. And this is great change. No, just
Thanks,
kidding.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, good to have you guys with us today. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, been around a long time, doing great work for people on their boats. So we've got two things we want to talk about today. We want to first talk about boat covers, and then we're going to talk about interior work and that kind of thing. But first, let's talk about boat covers. Now's the time, if you think you're going to need one for the winter months, now's a good time, huh?
Now's a good time. Our schedule stays pretty full, and about this time of the year, we start thinking about our fall cover program, we call it, for lack of a better term, where we kind of have other areas of our business slowing down a little so we can have all hands on deck with getting covers built and get boats covered before winter.
All right. So, Pam, the process that you guys use and utilize involves a mobile shop.
It does. We have a fully equipped service boat. We have a sewing machine and a workbench in there. We take the boat out. For the covers specifically, we take the measurements on the customer's boat first. We put a blank together. Sometimes if it's not too large, we can do that right on the boat. Other times we do have to bring it back to the shop to put the blank together. And then back to the boat to fit it, back to the shop to put it together, and then back to the boat to install it. And that's where the service boat is especially helpful because we can make minor adjustments right there on site.
Now, I've seen something too, I think on your website, and I think maybe Pete mentioned this, that sometimes people that have bought a cover off of the internet or whatever, or from Uncle Charlie, it doesn't fit quite right. So you can, in that case, make some adjustments too, can't you?
Yeah, we can. We can modify existing covers. Sometimes even the factory covers don't fit well, and we can make modifications or adjustments to covers, and most of those can be done right on site as well.
All right. Now, before and after pictures really tell the story of kind of the quality work that you do.
They do. And we do try to keep a sampling of the different types of covers that we can make or work on our website, along with descriptions of what exactly their features will do for a boat.
Okay. Website address?
It's paradiseupholstery.com.
All right. And of course, you can find them on Facebook too. And we're going to give you the phone number in just a little bit. Next topic that we want to talk about is, you know, the boating interior. You know, that where we all spend our time on our boats. Right now, everybody's probably looking at it going, boy, sure would be great to get that all redone, or there's a split over there on that one, or that one's all dirty and it can't be cleaned out. What's the process that you go through with a customer on their interior?
If it's just one or two cushions, or even we're seeing a lot of U-couch cushions, you know, a set of four or five cushions, we can still turn those around pretty quickly and get them done, you know, in a short period of time during the season. But we're coming into the time of the year where customers are using their boats all the time. And so they don't really want to risk having their boats out of service for the rest of the summer. So they're making arrangements to have their work done over the winter, and it's a great time now again to get on that list for the winter work.
All right, very good. And then what's Pete's phone number, because we want everybody to call Pete?
Yes. Pete's phone number is 573-216-7214, and he can usually get back to you within a couple of days. For the fastest response time, though, it's still best to visit the website.
Pam, thank you so much again. Recently, the three chambers around the lake presented an Eggs and Issues breakfast forum at the Inn at Grand Glaze. Topic was water and boating safety, and one of the panelists was Rebecca Green, co-president of the Lake of the Ozarks Water Safety Council. She described the work that this volunteer organization does around the lake to promote water and boating safety.
We basically, at the Water Safety Council, have our one main program. It's our most labor-intensive program. It's the Designate a Captain program. I think you all have this on your table. You've seen our brochures on the table. If you look inside, they actually have keychains taped inside. There's also a map. And what this is these are placed at pretty much all the locations you see on the map within the brochure. And boaters can take the brochure, get the keychain, and then anyone, the designated captain of the vessel, can certainly use the keychain to get free non-alcoholic beverages at all of the area places that are participating that are on this map. So hopefully that keeps us safe in that vein. So that is our largest program. This is at no cost for anyone to participate. No one has to pay to be on our route here. No one has to pay to be on the brochure or even to take the keychain. So that is our largest program that we do. We work with local schools and the Water Patrol to put on educational programs for our children. And the thought process there is if we catch it early, ingrain it early in them, it's just no different than when you get in a car with a kid now. They always say, get your seatbelt on. They know that's what you're supposed to do. So we hope to educate our kids with the thought that if you are in, around, or near water, you need to have your life jacket on. And not only that, you need to know how to put it on properly, because we found that it is not always prevalent that they know how to wear them properly. We are actually starting also too a new library program with the local Camden County libraries, and I think we're going to read a water safety book to them. The kids in the summer, their programs go read, and I think Trish is on deck to do that soon. Each year, we, in conjunction with National Safe Boating Week, we host a Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day event. One of the things we do is we go to the Capitol and we get our legislators involved, and we have a great photo op with all the legislators we can grab and slap a life jacket on and promote that water safety is not only good for Lake of the Ozarks, of course, it's good for all of Missouri waterways. And we also host our little local contest where on our Facebook page we have your Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day contest. We have different categories. We ask people to do that, take their photos, put them on our page, and then we award prizes for the best, I think it's group, pet photo, and then individuals. And then we also have a stencil that we can utilize. We have a couple of them, and they're quite large, I think 5x5 or something like that. And they read Life Jacket Zone. And we will take those out at no cost to any residence or business or marina or any entity that wants this stencil put, for instance, on their walkway before their dock, on the sidewalk, or anywhere near the water. They'd like us to use our bright orange fluorescent special paint. And we'll just paint that on their area for them so that hopefully that reminds people that we're getting near the water that they'll put their life jacket on and bring more awareness. Because that's basically what we're about. We have no authority. We aren't governing anyone. We're all volunteers. We just want to make sure we're trying to be as safe as we can around the water. We have a robot. Yeah, how could I forget that? I forgot it. I'm sorry, Matt. We have a little Laker in the Camdenton Robotics Club. Took an existing robot, tugboat is what it is, and they rebuilt it, and I think they're going to build us a couple more. They're going to build us two more, and we're going to be able to utilize the robotic tugboats to help educate the kids, take them into schools, take them to events. They're remote controlled, and we can make them say things that we want them to. How fun is that? I want one at my house. In any event, kids are really, really love this thing. It's quite an endeavor, and we are so fortunate to have a partnership with the Robotics Club.
When we come back, we're going to be expecting Lance Hedrick to be here to talk about the Lake of the Ozarks Mini Shootout. Some new details this year on the event, which has been moved to a different location. We'll have details with Lance coming up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning with you, anchored out in the No Wake Zone. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on KRMSradio.com. Download that free app. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Dempsey from Marine Intelligence. If you're the owner or captain of a superyacht, then you know how expensive internet can be. And yes, it's a ripoff. We've made it our mission to revolutionize the world of marine communications. We will find you the best price for your internet by comparing all major vendors. And we do that for free. That's right, no charge to the boat. It's a free service. We get you the best price for your yacht, whether it's just one boat or a fleet of boats. And all the savings will be passed on to you. We can save you over $1,000 US per meg. Stop doing what you're doing and visit marineintelligence.net now, before you forget.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
I'm going to save you $100 and possibly save you from a BWI. Details in just a moment. Lance Hedrick is the chairperson for the mini shootout, Lake of the Ozarks, August 20th and 21st. He is going to be joining us next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. But first, oh, great song here. Who's Your Captain? Serving the lake since 2010, the U.S. Coast Guard captains from Who's Your Captain are standing by to help drive your boat or possibly a rental boat that you're going to be renting here at Lake of the Ozarks. Call Captain Ray Bixler. His telephone number is 573-569-5056. That's 569-5056. Or you can just go on the website, whosyourcaptain.com, for more information. They rent captains and rent captains with boats as well. But get a hold of Ray, 569-5056. That's the BWI part. We'll save you there. The $100 off is good through Labor Day on your HP Pro Hydroport purchase from Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. It's a personal watercraft docking system, and it's a good one. They've just improved and launched a brand new one called the Extreme. And it's the newest product from the market originator, Hydrohoist. The HP Extreme, you heard Mick Weber last weekend on the show explain all about it, but it's the easy load and launch PWC platform on the market now, and it is also foam filled, which you know, helps you as far as the you know, not leaking and that kind of thing. Plus the fact that it has those anti-skid walking surfaces on each side, an air pillow bow stop as well, and a really good roller system that can be adjustable. Check out the Hydrohoist products at Hydrohoist of the Ozarks. She's in Lynn Creek. She is Joanne Clark at 573-346-7505, jclark at boatlift.com, or for more information on all the Hydrohoist products, boatlift.com. Well, the Lake of the Ozarks shootout is coming up in late August, a couple of weeks' worth of activities leading up to 2 days of racing, the largest unsanctioned boat race in the Midwest. Over 100 racers and 100,000 spectators expected. One of the events leading up to the shootout is the mini shootout, and Lance Hedrick is with us to tell us more about what we can expect this year with some changes in that. So, Lance, welcome to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Let's talk first about a little bit of the history of what the mini shootout has, you know, the progression from when it started to where it's going to be this year.
Yeah, it's the seventh year this year. First couple years were at Captain Ron's, then we moved to Kelly's Landing. It was a little far out there, but it was a good location. Then we moved to Papa Chubby the last 2 years. Then a lot of the guys wanted to really key in on faster running, you know, more visible area for spectators to watch the boats. So we really worked hard on getting it to Haha Tonka, and this year it will be at Haha Tonka down at the Natural Spring. So we have long No Wake Cove, should have some really good water and some really fast boats.
Well, you've got some fast boats. What's been sort of the top speeds last couple 3 years?
Oh, there's been 101, 102, I did 99. You know, the water conditions haven't been the best, but Keith Bradley, a lot of these other big players have boats capable of running 110, 115, you know, 120. So we'll see if this year we could really knock out some big numbers.
Well, that's a nice cove down in there, and so there'll be pretty good spectator vision from the shoreline as well as people on their boats?
I think so. There's two levels. One level's down closer to the water, and then it rises up to the parking lot. So you actually have an elevated 6 or 7 foot thing, and people be able to put chairs out. Friday, we're going to set up and get things ready, and then just hopefully just have a ton of people come down.
Now, this event takes place on Saturday and Sunday, then the 20th and 21st of August. That Friday's kind of your setup day and maybe some practice runs and that kind of thing. How many competitors do you anticipate this year? Have you got a pretty good number yet?
I think it'll stay pretty true with what we've been having. It's been growing every year. I don't know if moving it this year is going to see a decline in some of our participants. I hope not. I actually think we'll see more on a lot of the media sites that we put out advertisements about the event. There's a lot of really good feedback, guys saying they'll come, so I hope they do. Hopefully, I think last year we had close to 50 participants, so we want to encourage everybody. You don't have to have the fastest boat. There's an opportunity to take home a trophy and win something in every single class, all the way down to the young kids in a slower boat with bracket racing. If they practice and get their speeds consistent, they could be the guy who runs 90. So it we made it really good for all the participants.
That's really cool. These boats duplicate the big guys, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. There's obviously not as much money in them, but as much time and effort that these builders put into these boats. You have to almost build everything from scratch. Obviously, you purchase things, but you have to set it up yourself, build it just like you would a real boat, practice, tune it, adjust it, set it up for the specific water conditions, and at least try to knock out a good number.
Some of these boats are pretty long, aren't they? What's sort of the dimensions that the big boats will have?
I have RC boats all the way up to 96 inches long. But it's for this racing, you're going to see boats ranging from the 40 to the 60 to the 73-inch range. The fastest ones are usually in the 40 to the 54-inch range. You know, those are to seem to work the best.
What the motors in these, the very fastest of the many shootout boats, what kind of fuel do they run on?
You've got the hardcore gas guys. Roger Lees has been in the hundreds with the gas boat. They're two-stroke, highly modified weed whacker type engines. You know, the billet cranks, billet blocks, and they spend hours tuning these engines. And then you have electric motors, you know, that make instant torque and horsepower. Turbines. Huh. So you have all the engines, all the, you know, the gas types available. So you can make them all fast.
If somebody has a question about getting involved in the mini shootout for this year's Lake of the Ozarks shootout, how do they get a hold of you, Lance?
They can either call me directly, or we have a Facebook fan page set up for the 7th Annual Mini Shootout. They can go to Captain Ron's site, and there'll be a link there for the mini shootout. There shouldn't be any reason that anybody can't get any information. We pass out flyers. There's media cards that are set out on a bunch of the local businesses. So hopefully we can attract a lot of local attention.
Well, thanks to Papa Chubby's. I mean, they did a great job for a couple of years, and that's a very tough cove back in there to keep the traffic down where the waves don't come back in there. And so maybe this will be a permanent location. We'll see how this goes this year.
Me too. We have nothing bad to say about Papa Chubby's and Frank. Awesome guy, great venue, really put out a, you know, a helping hand to help us out. It's just that a lot of people came forward and wanted to actually run at Haha Tonka and give it a try, and Ron Dugan actually was able to get all the permits necessary to run there. So we'll just see how that works out.
Thanks a lot, Lance. Do appreciate it. You can call Lance for more information at 573-216-5082. That's 216-5082. Or, like you said, go to the website for additional information. Of course, Lake of the Ozarks shootout, 2 days of racing, but 10, 12 days of events leading up, including a golf tournament at Hot Old Kinderhook, the Hall of Fame dinner, the shootout on the strip, the meet and greet down there, the little boat and pontoon poker run, which we're going to learn about next week. We've got the Make-A-Wish rides, treasure hunt, mini shootout, and stereo shootout, plus poker runs. So it's going to be a great 2 weeks leading up to the Lake of the Ozarks shootout here at Lake of the Ozarks.
Hello, this is Nancy Hannah Summers. I volunteer for Missouri Master Naturalist. Thanks for coming to the shootout.
I work, I earn my money for my charity. This is the Knights of Columbus.
What's your name, sir?
My name is John Renth.
John, thanks for helping out.
Thanks for coming to the shootout.
The only Coast Guard-approved pirate ship on Lake of the Ozarks is ready to take you and your scurvy lot on a cruise that you won't soon forget. The Calypso is ready to go again this season. Kids' parties are a great thing. The pirate treasure hunt excursions are wonderful. Take the kids and go have a great time on board the Calypso with our good friend Captain Scallywag. You get a hold of them by getting on the website, jollycharters.com, or give them a call at 573-392-0700. And we're out of time. We thank all of our guests today, Captain Matt Walls, of course, Mike Telleria, Pam Zimmerman, Rebecca Green, and Lance Hedrick. And we thank you, too, for joining us on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll see you out on the lake and then right back here next week.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.